Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Mayo moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is walked intentionally. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field. Lobbs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lobbs. Mayo scores. Estilella scores. Siebert moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Suter moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Suter trying to get to home. Stevens throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Suter, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hall moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter fires to first and has White trapped. There's the throw to Hefner, who tags White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. Wagner moves to third. Black moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Nels Potter. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valo hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Estalella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive towards right. Chartak catches it and throws to second to double up Estilella. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.